and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Thursday show.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Why are you clapping?
I don't know. I just felt like I made it.
I feel like that was a clap of, like, desperation.
Does that make sense?
Not really. We've done this show for 5 years. I don't think you've clapped one time.
I felt like I made it. I just felt like I made it to the one more sleep chant in my mind. That was me being like, yay. Yeah,
all right, Jessica, you did it. Congratulations.
Yay.
Should we start there today then?
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all know what this is, right? So our theory is, and you can either buy into this or not, that we think that Thursday is truly like the hardest day because like you've exhausted everything at this point and you know that like tomorrow is like the holy grail of the work week at least, right? Like tomorrow, like it's going to feel so much better. We'll all be in a way better mood. By the way, I woke up this morning thinking it was Friday. That was the worst feeling. I was like, oh my God, yay, it's Friday. No, it's
that
not.
Sucks.
That was the...
That sucks.
So what we do on Thursday is we just chant the words one more sleep three times and we cheer just to like get us into the vibe that like we can get through this together. So please, if you would, collectively get there with us. 3, 2, 1.
One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep.
Yeah, the crowd goes, wow. Were you going to talk about the sleeping with teddy bear story?
No.
Okay. So.
But I saw this.
Yeah.
And I have a theory about this.
So the news is out this morning that sleeping with a teddy bear can help you sleep better and reduce insomnia.
As an adult.
As an adult, right. I mean, I guess as a kid too, which is like obviously why we do it, you know? Like
yeah.
Kids, that's what you're doing. Like that's why they have them. That's why that's what they're made for, right?
Yeah.
You give them to a kid. Help them sleep.
Comfort.
Makes them feel better. Mm-hmm. But then as an adult, it's supposed to be shame. But they're like, yo, a bunch of experts are saying, if you're trying to improve your sleep, get a teddy bear. And I'm like, let's talk about this. Because first off, don't you have a giant? Do you still have a giant?
I have a giant unicorn.
Yeah.
But when I saw this story, I feel like adults do that, but we just don't do, we take the fun out of it because we just hug a pillow
yeah.
or we put a pillow between our legs. That's how I sleep. I sleep on one pillow. I hug one pillow, and then I put a pillow between my legs, and that's how I sleep every night.
And like, that could easily be a teddy bear, be the same thing, right?
At this point, it should be right.
I was just kind of thinking logistically through this, like who that would be okay for and who it wouldn't. Like
everyone, I saw this girl who was carrying a massive Pokemon down the street that she had won from round one.
Yeah,
and I was like. That's what I need.
Okay, like maybe that's okay for her. But how old was she at that point?
I mean,
like
she was an adult.
Like 25, 30,
but see,
40,
that's what,
50?
But I feel like that's what shouldn't matter, right?
It shouldn't. Okay, but now what if you saw me walking down the street with that?
I'd be like, pop off,
no,
King.
You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Imagine you came to my house. Now, like, imagine if you, like, romantically came.
Pika Pikachu. Like, I don't know.
Like, imagine if...
I would
you,
love it, but
no.
that's, but I'm into that kind of stuff, though. I think it would be sick. Like, if you had a bunch of, like, stuffed animals in there. But that's me. But you're talking to the person who has a massive unicorn
Bro,
in her room.
I'm telling you right now, 95% of women, if you came over to my house for the first time on a date...
Mm-mm.
And you walked in and a dude was sleeping with a teddy bear. It's like, oh, you can bump that to the side. That's Mr. Stuffles. You can just move him out of the way.
No teddy bear?
No, you would not. No
that
woman.
That you won from the fair?
And I sleep with it every night?
But why not?
No woman's going to want a dude that sleeps with a teddy bear. Charlotte, you're in the single game with me. Turn on, turn off. A guy sleeps with a teddy bear at 41.
I mean, I'm just shocked that you guys aren't sleeping with stuffed animals.
Wait, you still sleep with stuffed animals, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Do you know how I have my, like, 6-foot squishmallow
yes.
right next
Are you
to me?
Really? No joke.
Yeah,
oh.
And then I have my smaller squishmallows for hugging.
Yeah.
Oh, hugging.
Pillows.
Yes.
Oh. I need to be full-blown burritoed. So,
there
honestly, if a man doesn't have pillow stuffed animal options for me to said burrito.
You're like, you psychopath?
Yes.
You just sleep like a vampire?
Yeah,
just a
exactly.
normal person? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
Number three.
The headliners have been announced for the Preakness Festival's Magic of Maryland Music Celebration at Baltimore's Pier 6 Pavilion. The concert will be headlined by Club Quarantine 5, live featuring D-Nice and Friends, alongside the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. Special guests include Deborah Cox, Jadakiss, and Too Short. The celebration is part of the Preakness Festival. It's going to be a week-long celebration leading up to the 150th running of the Preakness Stakes. That's going to be Wednesday, May 14th, and tickets are actually on sale now at PreaknessFestival.com.
Number two.
Happy National Burrito Day. Here are some deals you don't want to miss. Chipotle brought back their digital burrito vault game where you can win a free BOGO entree code and you can play at unlockburritoday.com. Over at Qdoba, you can buy an entree and a drink and get a second entree free. And then at Baja Fresh, they're also having a BOGO burrito deal today through Sunday, but you just have to order online and use the code burrito.
Number one.
Dolly Parton has just released her own line of jeans, which are literally called Jolene's, which is obviously a play on her classic hit Jolene. The pants are available for a limited time through Khloe Kardashian's label, Good American, starting today. But you can actually get them online and in select Nordstrom stores, but they are on the pricey side. The collection runs between $64 and $229 for these jeans. Dolly says they make any butt look good, especially if you've got a good butt, but if you got just an okay butt, they're still going to look great, is what Dolly said.
First off, why is Dolly Parton still needing to make money? That part I don't know.
Because she can sell anything she wants, and I'm going to want it.
But it's good. It's good. Like, who else, though, should be making items based on their brand? Like, Jolene.
This,
like,
makes sense, like, right? Makes it's sense. It's like, almost kind of like, I'm surprised she's only coming out with this now, because this is perfect.
Like, why does, we played the thong song earlier. Why does Cisco not have
a line of thongs?
Like, that would absolutely make sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Can you guys think of anything else? And you should text us, by the way, too. We should talk about this for a second. Like, who else should have a line of something based on what they are known for?
Justin Bieber should have his, like, own peach.
Yes, peaches.
His farm or like jelly.
You know,
like, yeah. He could combine yummy and peaches.
Yes.
And something like that.
Love it.
Sign me up.
Mom's spaghetti line.
Oh yeah. Oh, and also he has restaurants in Detroit, doesn't he?
Actually, didn't Eminem actually make Mom Spaghetti?
Yeah, that's a real thing. Mom Spaghetti.
Right. Yeah, you can get that in Detroit.
That's right.
That makes sense. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
I want to see if you agree with this. Back in 1997 this week, they say they pulled off what they consider the greatest April Fool's prank on television history. I mean, we've been talking about April Fool's, obviously, all week this week. We're not, like, massive fans of it.
Yeah.
Do you consider this one to be, like, the best? We'll talk about it right now in our Throwback Thursday segment. All right, this is fun. If you like nostalgia, this is like the perfect segment for you, because we just go back and we listen to like old songs. I'm like, oh my god, I remember this song. It's been forever since I've heard this song. Yeah. And then we'll go back and we'll talk about that moment in pop culture history. I don't know, to me it's like, it's just kind of whack, but we'll see if you agree. Okay, so let's start today. Today, the 3rd of April, back in 2017, Ed Sheeran had the number one song in Maryland with Shape of You.
Now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me.
I don't know if I just saw on TikTok, but I think Ed Sheeran said when he wrote this song, he was writing it as if like Rihanna was going to perform it.
Oh, really?
Like, that was like his vibe.
He's funny. Like, you'd be shocked how many songs Ed Sheeran's written for other people. Like, not even in like the genre of like Ed Sheeran.
But
like,
so many artists are like that, though. It's crazy how many songs get passed around and who they go to first.
2012 today, it was the last good Lady Gaga song she came out with Born This Way. I just wanted to make the studio mad by saying that.
This
song's a banger, though.
This song is incredible and, like, monumental, but I don't want to hear another word about Lady Gaga come out of your mouth until you listen to her album.
Yes. You don't even get to talk about how good she is because you're a fake fan.
Yeah, you are a fake fan.
1996 today, Celine Dion had the number one song in Maryland, Because You Love Me.
Oh.
Which
love this song.
I dubbed this over from my tape cassette, apparently.
Yeah, I was about to say, why does it sound like this? This song is so good.
It's hard to find the master of this one, apparently.
The crunch is part of it.
Yeah, you had to really go back to 96 to find this one.
It's like a voicemail. Yeah. You're holding your phone next to the speaker. You're like, hi, I'm not here right now. But, you know.
But leave me a message because you love me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. So apparently back this week, back in 1997, the greatest April Fool's prank ever was pulled off on television. But tell me if, like, you think this really deserves the title or not. It was the people over at Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. So let me tell you what happened. They literally just switched. They switched roles, and that's what they did. So
wait, what does that mean?
So Pat Sajak.
Oh, okay.
And Alex Trebek. Mm. Rest in peace, by the way. Mm-hmm. They literally switched.
Oh, they went to each other's shows
and they didn't say anything? They switched shows.
Wait, that's actually kind of funny.
What happened was Wheel of Fortune, which featured Pat Sajak and Vanna White, right?
Yeah.
They actually went and played on their own show, and Alex Trebek came on and hosted Wheel of Fortune. Let me play a second of what that sounded like back then.
And now, here is your host, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to our special Tuesday, April 1st edition of Wheel of Fortune. I'll leave you to figure out why I'm here today.
Like, and that's really...
That's so cute.
Kind of all the fanfare that they had, but then it was kind of funny because then Pat Sajak and Vanna White were on the show playing for charity on their own show.
And they had never done it before?
Right.
That's fun.
So then over on Jeopardy, all of a sudden, Pat Sajak just pops out as the actual host of Jeopardy.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Pat Sajak.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to Jeopardy. Glad you could be here on our April 1st edition. I know Paul is glad to be here because he had a great day on our last show, winning over $14,000. But Lori and Christian will try to knock you off your pedestal.
I will say that one was a little funnier to me if you watched the clip, because, you know, people that go on Jeopardy are, like, very intelligent. They're not really into, like, like pranks and stuff.
Yeah, they're like, what's going
so
on?
So they were expecting Alex Trebek to come out, and, like, they were...
They're like, wait, am I still getting money?
They were, like, kind of stunned.
Yeah.
And, like, all of a sudden, they were like, wait, this doesn't, like, add up. I mean, what do you think? Do you think that should be, like, the greatest TV prank of all time?
That was cute.
I mean, you can decide, but that's your Throwback Thursday for today. Does anybody want to go back to wearing shoulder pads? Because apparently this is about to be a thing. Jess, do you want to explain why?
The answer is no, we don't. But apparently huge 80s style shoulder pads are fashionable again. Financial Times just did a big story, and Vogue too recently covered this trend of bringing them back. If you don't know, it was a popular look for women in the 1980s who wanted to seem, I guess, hip or metropolitan, but then it kind of slowly drifted away. They were all over fashion runways last fall, so now suits, blazers, and blouses with, like, really big shoulder pads are starting to show up in stores. And now the question is, I think it's one thing for something to be on the runway,
yeah,
but is this something that we are actually going to wear in real life
when we go to Old Navy?
You know what I mean?
Like, see that?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want it? I mean, as a, I can think guys versus women might always be different. Like, do you want shoulder pads as a thing? Because it was, my mom had so many shoulder pads. It was, like, totally a thing. Is that something you want?
Personally, no. There, I think that is one trend that I never understood. And I've seen, like, pictures of my mom and, like, a few outfits where she had them on too. And I just never got it.
Yeah.
I never understood it, you know?
Right.
I also feel like...
It's so awkward.
Like,
it's
I would just like, take it out. Like, I would literally just take out the padding if it's, like, actually a cute blazer that I want. But for me personally, it's just giving Halloween.
Right.
That I don't know if I want to bring that vibe to the office.
Let's do this.
Do you get what I mean?
No, 100%. Like, even looking at the pictures of it, I'm like, it doesn't look like it makes sense. But there's been a lot of things, though, that have come back that didn't seem like they were going to make sense again, and then they started to make sense again. Like, I never thought bucket hats would make sense ever again, okay. And then the kids made them make sense again, and then over that last trip I took, I was wearing a bucket hat, and I'm like, I never thought I would wear this ever again.
I thought bucket hats were cute, but, like, apparently when I was talking to my nieces, Abby and Maya, they were like, no, not wear a bucket hat.
Now they're not cute again?
The girls, 10 and 13-year-old told me, they're like, don't you dare wear a bucket hat. And I was like, okay, but I wasn't, but, like, thank you for telling me that. I think they're cute.
Let's talk about, should it make a comeback or should it not? Let's talk about the really baggy skater jeans, JNCO jeans from like the 90s. Should that come? Because it's almost about the timeline of when that should come back. The JNCO jeans,
I think that's a look. I think depending on like the outfit, I think that's a look. I'm not mad about it.
When I was in middle school, that was the coolest thing.
I mean, same thing for like, what is it? Like the bootleg cut as well?
Yeah.
Like I love that.
I think the JNCO jeans, man, those things were so damn wide. Like you could put,
I think they're cute. Three, I think it depends on like what you're wearing, but I do like those.
Chokers.
Yeah.
Time for chokers.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
I never stopped wearing chokers.
Yeah, never stop wearing a choker. They always make sense.
My tattoo chokers forever.
Yeah. Oh, we have a text right here. Fanny packs. Absolutely.
Fanny packs.
Okay, you know what? Let's be real. I mean, the Lululemon crossbody, that's a fanny pack player.
That's true.
It is.
We just changed where the position of where it was.
And they're cute. Yeah. They're cute.
What about this one? But what about velour tracksuits? Is it time for those to come back? Really?
Always.
Seems so Paris Hilton at the time.
Yes, juicy. Give me the rhinestones. Like, give me the comfy cozy. Like, I think they're so cute.
I think that entire, what is that called?
Y2K?
Like, Nick Bling.
Oh, yes.
Is coming back. Like,
you're into
Ed
it?
Hardy hats, Von Dutch.
Can we not bring this back? Did you guys wear the double polo shirts in middle school?
I was just going to ask that. See, I was in college.
On shirt over shirt.
I did not.
I was in middle school when that was happening. Please don't.
Yeah, like the layered polos with like the pop collars, yes or no? To me, total frat boy energy. I was doing it. Could I bring it back? Possibly, I say no
because you're wasting two shirts for no reason.
Now that I'm an adult, like it seems like more laundry.
It's unnecessary.
I'll give you one more, then we're gonna play. Low rise jeans, yes or no?
Never.
Well, I think it's a vibe.
Y'all hate
that. That's not true. That's not true. I think it's a cute little vibe. If you wanna pull it off.
All right.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, here we go. $1,000 in free dash. I don't know what that was. $1,000 in free dash and gas. Let's see how you can do answering these 10 trivia questions today. We're playing with caller number 10, but this could easily be you tomorrow. Hi, who's this mix?
This is Janet and Miles.
Janet and Miles, what's up, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Miles, what's up?
Nothing.
Okay, all right, there goes Miles.
Trying to win this game?
Yeah, how about Miles right there? All right, well, do you guys want to go? We feeling good about this round?
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
We'll give it a try. That's all we can ask for. Let's go to Jess. We'll explain the rules, and we're going to play for this $1,000 in free gas. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them. You just have to say pass. But we're only going to go back only if there is time at the end. Janet and Miles, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What social media platform introduced the like button first?
Facebook.
Correct. Question number two. Which company launched the famous I'm loving it slogan?
McDonald's.
Correct. Question number three. Which cartoon character is known for saying, "What's up, Doc?"
Bugs Bunny.
Correct. Question number four. In what state is Crater Lake located?
Pat.
Question number five. A train travels 60 miles an hour. How far will it travel in 3 hours?
180 miles.
Correct. Question number six. How many strings does a standard guitar have?
6.
Correct. Question number seven. What is the closest planet to Earth?
Venus.
Correct.
Question number four. In what state is Crater Lake located?
Come on.
Oregon.
Correct!
Yeah, that's it! Did she make it 66? Oh, my God! Janet, congratulations. You just won.
Oh, my God.
You guys did it. Miles.
This is hilarious.
You guys pulled it off.
He's been trying to get me to call in for months, and I thought there's no way we're getting it.
Well, why?
Wait.
Here we go.
And this is this the first time that you guys have played?
This is the first time I've played. Wait. Only the second time I've tried
helping. Wait, what? Okay, what? People have been calling this station for years.
Dang, Miles is like, I am the truth. I've been telling you.
What took her so long to call? You've been telling her. You've literally been telling her this whole time. What in the world? Miles, are you happy?
Yeah.
You guys did it. Congratulations, guys.
I think he's just disappointed if he didn't have sports questions.
No sports questions. Well, we had some good Bugs Bunny questions you came in really, really handy on today. So congrats, guys. You did it. You won our $1,000 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome, man. That's how it's done. It's literally as easy as that. And then, like, you're sitting there like, well, dang, I could answer those questions. Then put your money where your mouth is, yo.
No, not that. Anything but that. I didn't know what to do.
Let you have my back.
What am I? I'm not gonna be like.
You're supposed to be like, mm-hmm.
No, I'm not gonna be over here and be like,
put your money where
your
mouth is.
Mother. I'm not.
Put your money where your mouth is, yo.
Not gonna do that.
Why don't you call us tomorrow?
Not gonna throw in another yo for you.
Yo. Put your money where your mouth is, yo. Call tomorrow.
If you would like to play this game, feel free. Feel free to listen and call the show tomorrow, please.
Yo. Call us tomorrow. Seriously. Hey, every day we're giving you the equal chance to win this gas money from Dash In. And by the way, Dash In, best gas station ever.
Incredible.
I ride so hard.
Good
for
wings
Dash
too.
In.
They have really good wings
too.
Yeah,
I will fight. Like if Dash In called and like, hey, listen, I'm in a bind right now. Will you show up and fight for me? I'd be like, let's go. Just tell me where. Like I will ride so hard for you.
Wait,
so,
Charlotte, don't you get like a breakfast thing from there that's really good too from Dash In?
I sometimes will get like a little cheese Danish from there, but what really goes hard, guys? The cheese steak.
How about that?
Really?
And that's from a girl who lived in Philly for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like,
we're fans.
We're
clearly fans. And so check out Dash In whenever you get a chance. Like, if you love this game, support Dash In because they're giving us, I don't even know, tens of thousands of dollars to give away in free gas, right?
Yes. And of course, head there for their top tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dash In meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top tier gas at Dash In.
Honestly, how do you tell if a woman is into you or not? Because I have never been more confused in my life in this situation. And this, I mean, I've never been in a more risky situation than I am this weekend. Y'all, I am going out on a limb and going to New York to meet up with my high school girlfriend.
Nice.
Which is so out of character for me.
Yeah.
I usually don't drive more than 15, 20 minutes to meet up with anybody.
Yeah.
And this weekend is like, this is like a big one for me.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't here last week, I was saying that my ex-girlfriend, I don't know, it's been so long now. It's even an ex-girlfriend.
How long did you guys date?
I mean, a year maybe.
Okay, then
I mean,
that's fair. You can
but
say
it's
that.
High school. It was like.
I mean, but you could
no.
If you were to, if you sat here and were like, we dated for 3 days, I'd be like, you're Delulu.
No,
but I think that's fair. I think you can
like
say
a
my
whole
high
school.
You can say my high school ex girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, you can say that.
We reconnected on Facebook. We were chit chatting. Okay, you know how
you know
goes.
How Facebook is.
You know how that goes, okay. Right? And over the last couple of weeks, we were just chit chatting, and like I felt like the chit chat felt romantic. And eventually we made plans. I'm like, you know what? I just want to come up there and see how, like, let's see how this thing goes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if the vibes are there. And she was totally down. But ever since I committed to coming up there.
Now you're scared.
Now I can't tell.
Oh, like what the vibe is.
Is this a friend thing or is this a romantic thing anymore?
Okay.
From a couple different clues that have happened. Okay. So for example, we make plans. She's like, cool, you can stay with me. All
okay.
good. So I'm like, okay, if you can stay with me,
mm-hmm.
that sounds come on. That sounds romantic, right?
Let's pump the brakes.
Hey,
it's
York?
Also New York is expensive.
Specific case.
Okay, she says stay with me. So I'm thinking, okay, well obviously there's maybe that sounds romantic.
I'm not gonna give you that one fully. I'm gonna say that's up in the air. I wouldn't expect anything personally.
As a conversation goes on, then she mentions...
Give me another clue, okay?
She mentions guest bedroom, and I'm like, okay, that could easily be friendship then,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Interesting, right? So then we're just kind of talking about things to do in New York. She goes, I haven't seen Wicked in forever. I was like, oh my God. Well,
are you guys going to go see Wicked?
We haven't seen Wicked. We're going to go see Wicked. Awesome. So like, awesome. I was like, I'll get tickets. No big deal. I get tickets to go see Wicked.
Oh, wow. You're so excited. You bought the tickets
I bought tickets to go see Wicked, y'all.
Steven don't buy crap for nobody.
So, hey, I'm planning on like doing this big for,
right? Oh, he really trying to spend money on those girls.
Y'all, out of nowhere, this woman drops me 50% of the money back. I didn't even ask for it.
Okay.
She sends me money
back.
And
you love that because you hate buying things for people.
But I'm like,
now you're even more attractive.
If she's sending me money back,
yeah,
she's not seeing this as like a romantic thing on the other end.
No, I always offer to pay dates back.
Let me give you one more thing though. So here we are and we're talking about Saturday night. She goes, oh my God, we'll have such a fun date night. She gives me this restaurant she really wants to go to. She calls it a date night, right? She says, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good. So I'm thinking, okay, now we're back in romantic territory.
Mm-hmm.
Until all of a sudden she goes, hey, my friend owns the restaurant. He's going to comp the meal. We'll have such a good time. And I'm like, if your friend owns the restaurant,
what's wrong with the deal?
Your friend's gonna pay for it. Like, this sounds like it's just buddies hanging out
now to me. That's like, I feel like that's like having connections. Like, that's like to impress you almost. It's like, my friend, I know these people that own this really cool restaurant. Like, she wants to show you part of her world. Like, and I think like,
I know. Like she wants why would she bring you
a friend, maybe even?
Yeah, I think that would be a little.
I think
if you're taking someone somewhere where they're potentially going to meet someone that you're connected to, you're also wanting to get their opinion on you as well. You know what I mean?
And sure. Saying date night, I don't think people say date night loosely.
There's so many contexts.
I also think that like I feel like we should remove the word romantic, and I think you should just kind of go into it seeing where it leads and not have any expectations on it, because I feel like just because maybe certain things might not take place in that you think in your mind needed to take place for mm-hmm. her to for you to think that she's into you doesn't mm-hmm. mean that she's not open to seeing where this could go.
But I'm hooked already.
That's where the mindset needs to be, and like take off the expectations. Like right now, remember,
women can feel that too.
Yeah, remember,
and that'll give us the ick.
You are going just to reconnect with an old friend.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if something happens organically, then it will.
Yeah.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Remember, you technically don't know this person still. You guys are in a different place.
Yeah.
So just go to have a nice time. That's what you should go into it with that kind of mindset.
I'm not feeling optimistic, but I'll keep y'all posted next week. All right.
Okay, we finally have an update on America's favorite will they or won't they couple, Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney.
Man, this story is so interesting to me for some reason.
I think it's just...
I don't know why. Why are we so invested?
Why are you invested?
I don't... Because this is... And if anyone's been in this situation, we want to know your story. Who is that person that your partner said you don't have to worry about this one? And this is why this story interests me. Did your partner ever say, hey, listen, babe, don't worry about them. They're not somebody you need to worry about, only for that person to end up being with that person they told you you don't have to worry about? That's exactly what's happening here. Explain.
It's Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. And Glenn Powell dodged questions about Sydney Sweeney on his recent appearance on the Today Show with Today and Jenna and Friends. So if you don't know, Sweeney recently broke off her engagement with Jonathan DeVito and attended Powell's sister's wedding over the weekend, sparking dating rumors. And a lot of people thought that they attended the wedding together. They did not. She was a guest because she's also a friend of his sister's. And this was his response when Jenna was kind of pushing the question to him.
You know,
I bet your sister
timing,
was like,
timing is everything
your
in this world.
Was
isn't
like, dude, I'm getting married. I'm the bride.
Yeah, no, I mean, she and Sid are obviously great friends.
So him saying the line, timing is everything, is what has everyone being like, okay, but what do you mean?
Right.
And dating rumors initially began when they did Anyone But You together in their press tour in 2023.
So it's now with him saying timing is everything,
mm-hmm.
does that make everyone want to jump on the train and say, all right, maybe these two were having an affair? they were filming this movie together. Now, keep in mind, Sydney Sweeney was in a relationship while she was filming this movie with Glenn Close. Glenn Powell. Keep in mind, completely. There's nothing to worry about. Listen, and all these rumors were going on that maybe we had to be worried about this affair. They all shut them down. Now, magically, these two are spending all this time together. Are we really, now that Glenn's coming forward and saying timing is everything, does that not make everyone's alarm go off and say, come on, y'all? They were easily, at least have some shadow of a doubt to say there was some type of an affair going on during this time period that we should at least strongly consider.
I say no. And here is my rebuttal against the argument that you're trying to say. Just because, like, someone... Okay, what about this? Just because she was in a relationship, right? And she was engaged. And like, we have no idea what was going on. In the tabloids and everything, people have been saying that it's been rocky forever. Okay, fine. But I don't think it's fair to assume that something was going on behind the scenes, because when actors are doing press tours for romantic comedies, they are told to do that. That sells the movie, okay? Okay, point number one. Point number two, just because she broke up with her fiance and... if they do end up being together, I feel like it's okay to explore options. That's what everybody does. When you get out of a situation, that's when you like go down the roster and you're like, what's good?
I'll start with my friends first.
You know what I'm saying?
Any friends I could like hook up
and
with first?
That doesn't mean that she was having an affair if they end up together.
There's just something.
It just means they were meant to be together.
So icky.
Okay, Garage Boy and I are on the verge of making our first married couple friends.
Yeah.
And I'm really nervous because I don't want to ruin it. Because if anyone's going to ruin it, it's going to be me.
What's the problem?
So here's the deal. I went to this Duncan Ravens event a while back, and it was awesome. There was like a bunch of influencers there, all kinds, like from all over the state. And one of my favorite like foodie influencers that I follow here was there. And I had been following him for like a long time. And Garage Boy and I met him, and he was awesome. Like, the three of us were just like vibing.
BFF.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And he was like, you guys, like after... his fiance at the time, after we get married, because he was like in the wedding planning process, after we get married, we should all go out and like we can like talk about like wedding stories. It'll be awesome. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Right. They're just like, they're our vibe. Like, they literally did a dance to like an NSYNC song, like at their wedding reception. I'm like, I was like, yes, same. Like, we're clearly like the same type of people.
Perfect married couple match. Because you guys don't have a lot of married couple friends?
No, because I would say we have friends that are married, but like friends back home.
Right.
As far as like making new friends, Maryland. Like a new Maryland friends that are married.
This would be
the first time.
Okay.
And so he literally out of nowhere invites us, and he's like, yo, you guys, I have to go like review this restaurant. Like, how about you and Garage Boy come with me and my wife like next Friday? Let's go.
Wow.
Do you hear how I'm talking right now?
Yeah, why are you so nervous about this?
Don't want to come off too strong because I want to be their friend so bad. You know what I mean?
But what's got you so nervous about this?
I don't know, because I'm really excited to have married couple friends, because it's like a new experience for us. Garage Boy's fine. His temperament is the same whenever he meets anyone. Like, he's fine.
Right.
He's not the problem. I'm the problem because I want this to work out so bad. Like, I want us to have married couple friends so we can do married people things and talk about married people stuff.
Because you're saying that this is the first friend that you would have that neither of you came into the relationship with.
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
Because all of our friends that we have are friends that we've already had.
It was your friend. Yes. That was either their wife or it was his friend with their partner or whatever.
This is so new.
This would be the first one that you guys jointly made as a couple
together.
And they're a couple. Listen, I can tell you this right now. Making and tell Jess that this is right or wrong, but like making married couple friends is really hard.
Yeah.
It's really tough because there's four people that all have to agree that you all like each other together. And I can be honest, in the almost 10 years that I was married, we only made one couple friend that all four of us got along.
And that, honestly, I feel like that's fine. I feel like that's enough.
Like, are you okay if Garage Boy comes to you and says like, hey, I wasn't vibing with them. And like, are you going to be okay with that? Because that was really the problem. And like, you're going to have to be okay with that. Because honestly,
yes, of course.
I think I would be curious to hear from you this morning on this. Like, honestly, how many married couple friends do you have that you both genuinely enjoy being around?
Yeah.
Because I feel like typically when you meet married friends, one of them really likes them and the other one puts up with the other one. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, well, my wife really likes like the woman or whatever. And I hang out with the husband because I just do.
Yeah.
Because over my 10 years, I found one couple.
Yeah.
One.
I feel like that's all you need.
And that was it. But I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay, do this.
But wait, hang on. That doesn't answer.
Oh, what was the question?
The question is...
Oh, sorry, that's
question. Not the main thing.
What was the main thing?
Okay, like, he was like, okay, so what time do you guys want to go? And like, what time do you think is like a chill time?
For normal people?
Yeah.
You're not going to like the answer.
It's okay because the place that we're gonna go to, it looks super cute and it's kind of like outdoors and
can you say
there's
it
like
no?
A patio and stuff like that. I want to wait.
You know what I mean? I want to play it cool.
I just want to play it cool. Like I want to. If everything like, goes well,
I'm going
I'll
on an actual date this weekend in a different city. I'm still more revealing than you are, but yes, go ahead.
Like, are we? Is it like a 2 o'clock vibe or is it like a 4 o'clock vibe or do I sound lame by me saying like daytime? Like, does it have to be like a 6 o'clock vibe? I'm feeling more between 2 and 4. What are your thoughts,
Charlotte? What do you think about that?
Couples,
married couple.
Because it's like daytime. It's like a cute patio. It's like dog friendly. I'm also thinking like from a content purposes for him, so he can get good content during the day. Do you get what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm always pro golden hour. If you're thinking content, like, I think it also depends on the weather. Like, if it's gonna be really hot, like at noon, I never want to be in the direct sun. So I'd say like, I think 2 or 4 sound cute to me.
Okay. What day?
Friday.
Oh, no.
Next Friday.
Oh, wait,
no.
What?
Friday?
I thought we were talking like Saturday.
No, it's next Friday. No!
8 p.m., 9 p.m.
No. I think you got to do 6 p.m. because most people work.
Work.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 6 p.m.
Just at 2 p.m.? Like, what?
No, they might need.
No, but like during the... I love doing... I love doing stuff during the day on Fridays.
Six. What are you talking about?
I love doing stuff
not
during the day on Fridays. Is that lame?
Weird one.
No!
End of segment. Not a minute before 6, you weirdo. She said 2 o'clock. I thought she meant Sunday.
But if it's nice outside.
No.
I love doing stuff during the day on Fridays.
They'll be like, well, we have an hour because we're at work.
I'm going to ruin this room, me and Garage White. I can already feel it.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. So what is this crazy idea that you got going through your head?
So there's this woman who says she's my husband's mistress, and I don't know if I should believe her or not.
Do you have any reason to believe that this is true, or have you had any feeling like that your husband could possibly be having an affair before receiving this text?
No.
Okay, so for you, when you receive this text on Monday, you're thrown off guard because it's not something that you're expecting.
No.
Okay. All right.
So just randomly, I get this text in the middle of the day. I'm done hiding. I've been having an affair with your husband for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
I never wanted to hurt you and your family, but you deserve to know the truth. If you want proof, meet me Saturday at 3. And she already sent me the location, and I'm not going to disclose where that is.
Right.
But meet me Saturday at 3. I have messages, photos, and more. After that, what you do with the truth is up to you, but don't let him lie to you again.
Damn.
And that's it? That's all she sent to you?
Yeah, and then, you know, my heart fell into my stomach.
Well, yeah.
I responded because I was like, this doesn't seem spammy. It's a local number.
Yeah.
So her and I were going back and forth, and then once we solidified the location, she just completely blocked me. Like, my texts aren't going through. I tried calling her. So that is also, like, really jarring.
Yeah, though, that's weird. So she gives you all the information, and now that you're responding or when you're trying to get in contact with her, she won't answer you anymore?
No. So I talked to my husband, and he was concerned, too, and was just like, that's kind of out of left field. Like, I don't think that's true. That's probably spam. But what kind of reassured me was that we went through the number on his phone, and it was not a number that was in his phone. And we tried to call the number from his phone, and it didn't go through.
Okay. So you went through this stuff together.
It wasn't like saved as like, like my love or something in his phone. Okay. That's a plus.
Still really unsettling.
Sure.
If I want more details and to find out who this mystery woman is, I have to meet her Saturday at 3.
Okay. And does he want you to go?
He does not want me to go whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just thinks there's no reason to trust this person. He's like, there's no reason why you should think that I'm having an affair. I haven't given you any reason to believe that.
Yeah.
He doesn't think it's super safe to go.
Wow. Damn, man. This is pretty crazy.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you're going through this.
Well, let's talk through this one. So Anonymous got this text message that said, hey, listen, I'm having an affair with your husband. And not even like, yo, this just happened. You said it was 2 years they've been doing this?
Yes.
And basically, I've got proof, and it seems like they've got a lot of proof that this is happening. And I'll give you all the details you need, but you got to meet me in person if you want to get these details. Now this person is not responding. And the only way to get the proof of this is to show up in person and to get the proof. And she's got the location and everything that she needs. Her husband is saying, listen, there's no validity to this. I don't see a need for us to like get involved in this kind of drama because I haven't given you a reason. I need you to trust me because that's kind of what marriage is all about, I guess. So do we tell her to go for it, show up at this location to get the details, or do we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. Jess?
Honestly, if I were you, I would have you and your husband go meet up with this person on Saturday. I think what's alarming to me is the information that they're claiming that they have about you. So I would go and have him come with you.
Yeah, that's what I think, but he just doesn't want us to waste our time and doesn't want us to go.
Is it weird, though, that he really doesn't want to get involved with this? I think that's like maybe to me the only red flag is that he's like so like, no, let's not even worry about this.
Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't want to go with you more than anything out of curiosity to be like, who is this person? Like, you know what I mean?
So you'd have to like solo dolo this and like just go by yourself, man. And like that alone seems dangerous. But I got to say, I don't know that I could not go even if that upset your partner. You know what I mean? Like, I worry how that's going to like affect you guys, though, if you do. I mean, what do you think? 410-583-1065. Anonymous got this really cryptic, I'm having an affair with your husband message, but now this person's not responding. The only way she's going to get the info is if she shows up this weekend. I mean, do we tell her to go for it or do we talk her out of it?
This is Rachel on 2 in Ellicott City.
Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, guys.
Hey, Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Yeah, I've been in a similar situation where I had a woman reach out to me and say, hey, like this, I had a relationship with your boyfriend. I didn't know you guys were still together. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to come clean about it. Mm-hmm. And when I confronted him about it, he denied it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it was like not even 6 months or a year later that, you know, I was able to confirm like he was still texting her. He was still calling her. These numbers were in his phone. That was years ago. These days you can make fake numbers. Mm-hmm. And like, so I'm concerned that if that's like what happened, that they made a fake number to kind of conceal themselves. Also, like if she went to her husband, did her husband go back to this person and say, hey, you know, you crossed the line, and then they just kind of disconnected that number or stopped the communications because maybe they feel threatened now. Obviously, if he only has one mistress, then he would know who it is. I wouldn't trust this nonchalant, like, let's not waste our time going to meet somebody kind of spill because I just experienced it myself. Like, I believed it for years. And then it, like, the same story kept happening. And it was just kind of right in front of my face the whole time.
So when you hear this, your gut's telling you that there is something going on and she needs to go.
I mean, spam exists. There's definitely spammy text messages. I don't think that it feels like she's getting extracted for money or anything like right now. I don't know why somebody would go out of their way to send somebody this very like kind of detailed message. Like you'd have to know that 2 years that they were married, they were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like there's some details that are kind of provided in that text.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the question. Like, it's not like it's like send me money, or it's like it's just so. It's like, what's in it for them? I guess is my big question. But hang on, thank you for calling, Rich in Baltimore. Hang on, because you kind of had an opposite experience with a very similar situation. What happened with you?
Okay, so when I was living in Arizona with my now ex-wife, mm-hmm. We've been married for about 7 years at the time, and she had gotten a text message extremely similar to that, you know, that I had been having an affair for so long and blah, blah, blah. So then she confronted me about it, and of course, obviously, I denied it because it wasn't true. Mm-hmm. So they had given all the details, where to meet and everything, time, and then we tried calling to actually confirm it when we were on the way, and the numbers were blocked.
So same kind of thing. Very similar sounding situation.
Yes, very similar. And so we showed up, and when we showed up, there was two men and a woman, and they had an envelope with pictures and everything. But what they didn't realize is that they had pulled all of the information that we had up on our social medias. And they had doctored photos and everything. And they were basically trying to blackmail us. But they didn't expect me to actually show up and be there with my wife.
Oh, so they thought that she was gonna believe, she wasn't gonna believe you, and both of you were able to go and see, like, yo, these pictures are literally fake.
Crazy.
Until I stepped out of the car, and then that's when they switched over to, oh, okay, well, you pay us X amount of money, or else we're going to, you know, leak these photos and everything. So of course, and me, I mean, I was actually laughing the whole time.
So surreal, you know,
I'm a military veteran, so I've seen and done it all.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's a wild situation.
It all got handled, you know. We gave them the description of the vehicle, and then, you know, cops ended up finding them and then arrested them, and then
thank goodness that you're okay, because that's very scary.
So you hear the situation, like, do we tell her to go for it? Do we talk her out of it? Will you call us? Megan in Parkville. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
I think she has to go for it.
And why?
I have a general rule that if it's going to matter a year from now, that you have to do it.
Mm. Wow.
Okay, she would still be, it would still be on her brain a year from now.
Is it still going to affect her marriage a year from now? Is she still going to be thinking, gosh, I wonder if that was real?
And I don't know that you're necessarily wrong about that.
That's kind of a good rule to have.
Let me just like play devil's advocate to that. Or she's going to have to say, I'm not going to let this bother me in a year from now. But could anybody possibly say, I'm just not going to let this bother me a year from now? Like, I don't know.
But I will say, I do think it's a little, I think it's a red flag that, why wouldn't he just want to go with her? Like, if that's the case.
Yeah, I know.
The last guy, he went with his wife. He was willing to go.
Yeah.
Like, if that's volume. So if he was open to that,
exactly.
You're right. I think it would be different. But if he won't go, she does need someone to go with her.
Of course.
Yep. Okay. We hear that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
Sure.
410-583-1065. Hey, Jamie in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You know, so she has got this cryptic text message, says, I've been, you know, having an affair with your husband for the last 2 years. This person is now gone MIA, but we have a location that she can meet up this weekend for more information. Her husband's saying, please, like, let's just let this, this is obviously crazy, like, just don't go. Does she show up, or do we talk her out of it?
No, I think she needs to show up. I think if she doesn't show up, it's going to eat her alive.
Yeah.
And she's never going to stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I think that the husband needs to go with her, and him being so nonchalant about it is weird.
I think,
like,
that's weird.
He should want to go with her.
Yeah, that's what we were just saying.
Like,
too.
Oh, like, babe, let's figure this out. Like, let's go together. Like, this isn't true.
Yes, be curious on like who is this person and how do they have this information mm-hmm. about us versus like, oh no, we're good, don't even trip. Like that's right. Weird. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
But like, what if? Okay, I'll speak for our guy because he's not here. I mean, what if this is just so far fetched to him that he's just like, whatever.
If it's
like,
so far fetched, then he shouldn't have any problem going to show that it's not true.
I mean, it could be. Again, I'm just playing devil's advocate, but like. What if it is just a dangerous situation? Because at this point, if he's like, I don't know what the hell this is, and like, this could just really be dangerous at this point. Like,
well, then let's call the cops together. Yeah, like, let's get the cops and let's both of us go together.
If he thinks it's dangerous, he should not let her go by herself.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. That is true. That's a good point. Okay, we hear you. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it.
Of course.
So do you think it's weird, Anonymous, though, that like he doesn't want to, I mean, I think that's kind of like our general consensus. Is it weird to you that he doesn't want to go with you?
I want to trust him, and I do trust him, but this is just so unsettling. Like, I really do want to go. Mm-hmm. Like, how can I lie in bed at night with him and just not have an answer to this?
I know. Like, it's almost like it's going to kill you not to know. I don't think you have to have an answer right now. You know, like that's hopefully this is at least giving you some guidance on which way to go with it. I don't know if you've heard the segment before, but we typically do updates on these segments the following weeks. Would you be interested in at least giving us an update on what you decided to do? Okay, perfect.
I would love to.
Awesome. Well, we do these on Monday. So maybe like 8:25 Monday morning, letting us know if you decided to actually show up and what happened.
Yeah, I'll put it in my calendar now to give y'all a call.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.